Nebeel, episode 34.
Your mother's a whore.
That's not very nicely.
Well, it might not be nice, but it's always the truth that hurts the most, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah.
We're almost at a year. I think episode, either next one or one after this, we're at a year of doing this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's an amazing thought, isn't it?
I've got something fun for you. I've got all of the titles of our episodes. And I can read a couple of that out to you now. And just try and remember what we were chatting about.
Okay.
Millennium.
Oh, Willie. Oh, no, I can't remember. Wasn't it?
It's when we had Will Broadbent on and we spoke about Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
This one's quite self-explanatory, but this one, the one with the Glastonbury lineup.
Oh, that was probably the worst one we've done.
Do you think? Why is Katy Perry now a twat?
Yeah, that was because
still stands
we
up.
About Katy Perry. Yeah, still
true.
Stands. It was still as relevant as ever.
This British Life.
Oh yeah, This American Life. When we was calling out Ira Glass, it's still not replied.
At Ira Glass, fuck you.
Scared.
Warren the Wabbit.
Oh, well, that one's self-explanatory. The first of the Warren sagas.
Is any recent sagas or no more?
No.
Michael Portillo running up some stairs.
Oh, wasn't there Michael on telly? There was Michael Portillo running up some stairs.
Lorraine Kelly on fire. Come Dine With Lee, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, we commentated over Come Dine With Me. I remember that one.
Jack Bauer.
Oh, I told a story about Lorraine Kelly being on fire. That was it.
I remember it actually. It was it wasn't that. It was the driving test theory, and that was one of the questions.
Yeah. That was one of the questions, and she was on fire.
Bob from Zimbabwe. That's quite self-explanatory.
The show.
This probably is one of my favourite titles. Jack Bauer's Poetry in Heather.
I'm guessing it was a Heather story.
With Jack Bauer. For some reason. I don't know why.
I can't remember that one, but yeah.
Oh, and then this one where it kind of like, looking back on it, it's not very explanatory in the title, but it's a funny joke. Cats That Can Act. And that was my cataract joke.
Oh, right. Lovely stuff.
Anyway, how have you been, mate?
I've been alright, thank you, mate. What have you been up to?
Went to Newcastle yesterday. Why, hey, man? Oh, welcome to Toon, man.
Oh, is that a little Geordie twang I can pick up?
I actually recorded that yesterday.
Oh, right.
I've got some more sound bites for you if you want.
Okay, go on then.
Walking down by Tyne, man, and I see river, and I see bridge. Good day, man.
Was there lots of helium in the air that day?
No, I met Vera, you know, the ITV detective.
Yeah.
Oh, there's been a murder.
Oh, it's all about a kickoff.
Well, that's quite good.
Another one's dead, I can't believe it, but...
Oh, this job doesn't get much easier, does it, Pet?
Come on, Constable, let's go off in the Land Rover.
The only thing I like about that show is, you know the guy that, like, cuts...
Vera?
No, that cuts at the bodies and checks, like, what actually happened to them. Does the post-mortem. Yeah. He is the same guy from Friday Night Dinner, the dad.
Is it?
Yeah.
I know there's always... Every time I've watched it, there's been, like, notable people in it.
Yeah, but he's in quite a lot of it, and he's really disgusting in Vera. But then it's really funny because he does obviously a Newcastle accent in that. But then when he's in Friday Night Dinner, he's like proper Cockney. He's like, I'll piss on it. Oh,
lovely stuff.
Yes.
Is there any other Geordies you saw on your travels?
Yeah, I saw Deck.
Did you see Ant?
No.
To be fair, he's probably driving too fast anyway. You won't be able to notice.
He's incarcerated, mate.
Don't drink and drive.
I met the other Lee Wilkinson.
Did you?
Yeah.
What? Okay, well, that was good. What did he say?
He just said, "Oh, tell that Lee Wilkinson, I'm the more famous one. I'm on Daily Mail, man.
I'm on Daily Mail."
Have you been on Daily Mail?
Twice.
Really?
Yeah. Once for the cheese festival I ran, and it was the racist cheese festival I ran.
What, is this like the one in the Cotswolds in Gloucestershire?
A bit like that, but a lot more
Mansfield awful. Based.
And then the other time was when I scared Eamon Holmes live on telly.
Oh, so
can you remember that when I jumped out from behind the sofa?
That would be so funny. You know, my something I really want to do now. And you might be able to help me make this happen. So, you know how this morning's moved to the old BBC building, Television City?
Right, I didn't know that, but anyway.
Well, they have for a year. So, they've no longer got the window that looks out on the Thames, but they've now, like, taken photos of that and put it on the screen behind, so you can't tell the difference.
Right.
But what I was thinking is we hack the screen and then we just put our faces.
That's good. How would you hack the screen?
Well, I think that's where you come in.
What do I know about hacking?
You were in Ocean's 11. You were Ocean's.
Oh yeah.
You were Ocean's 14 that got made, but never got distributed.
It's because I hacked the system, so it didn't get made. So it didn't come out.
Yeah, and like Brad Pitt was really angry because he'd wasted like 4 months on it.
Yeah, he was so angry. Man, I've never seen Brad Pitt more angry in my life.
He was so angry, he did a scene without eating.
I'll tell you who was in that one, because obviously there's a few more people in each one, isn't there? You've got your core cast, so your Brad Pitt, your George Clooney, Matt Damon.
Don Cheadle, yeah.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg was in that one. And Beetlejuice was in it as well.
And I heard George Galloway as well. It was when he'd been sacked as a sacked MP. It was in his fallow years.
Yeah.
But he'd been laid out to pasture with his Trilby. but his only line that he had in the film was they'd bring him in and he'd just go, "There's been a murder." And they were like, "Wait, but we're doing a heist. Why has there been a murder, George?" "There's been a murder." And then he'd go off again.
Yeah, because the racist Hollywood screenwriters.
I mean, yeah, they put Don Cheadle as a cockney. What was that about?
That's still... Oh. Forgot about that.
You know the weirdest thing about that is, you know the, I don't know if you know him, but the London rapper Ty, he's a Cockney, like, black rapper, and the character's basically based on him. So Don Cheadle, like, phoned him up and kept on getting advice on, like, how to talk in the Cockney accent, things to say, and he even, like, Ty wrote him a song for the end credits that Don Cheadle was meant to perform in the accent. And then, like, and it's, like, it's the weirdest story, because, he tells Ty the rapper tells it on Hip Hop Saved My Life with Ramesh Ranganathan, other podcast plug, and it's just like it just sounds like the weird story. And then as soon as the film would finish filming, he never heard from him again.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
So he'd be like phoning up every day, and then as soon as the filming was done, he was like, "Yeah, bye."
Yeah, interesting. Anyway, should we crack on with the episode?
Yeah. What's your best John Cena yeah?
John Cena yeah? What do you mean?
Do an impression of John Cena saying yeah enthusiastically.
Yeah. I don't know. Just an American accent, isn't it?
Okay, to start...
Right, is that a meme or something I'm not aware of?
No. To start the episode, could you say, "It's Nebiel 34, and then say yeah, but do it in a John Cena impression.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's Nebiel 34.
But that's not John Cena.
No, the yeah was in John Cena.
Do the whole thing. No, it's Nebiel 34. Welcome. Do the whole thing.
It's Nebiel. No, this is not. This is just like television presenter. You haven't given me time to practice the impression.
Practice it on air.
You can see me. No. Time is up. Time is now. You can see me.
Maybe because it's Eurovision tonight, or whenever this episode is going out, it was Eurovision. Can you do like an impression of a Eurovision like contestant?
Yeah, hello. This is Nebiel 34. Yeah, have a good time. Yeah.
Theme tune.
Hey, what up? It's Ben Jones. Just to let you know, this episode is sponsored by the brilliant people over at Studio. That's Studio without the T because they're cool. And this is 100% real. They sent me some headphones. They're wireless. They use Bluetooth. Very modern. Very funky. And they're incredible quality. They come in a little pouch, so they're good to use. And I've been using loads. They're so comfortable to wear. You get extra changes on them, really reasonably priced. But just for you, our listeners, this is where it gets better. They're a company that are based in, I think it's Sweden, but headphones come perfectly packaged. They come over really safely delivered. And just for you, our special listeners, if you go to their website, studio.com, and use the offer code NEBEEL, just the name of the show, NEBEEL, you will get a discount. That's just for you, our listeners, a discount on these beautiful earphones. Peace out, hope you enjoy it. Ben.
David Guest.
Fucking hell, this must have been a while though. So what was this, 2016?
2016, yeah.
Wow. That's got to be emotional for you. Do you still mourn his loss?
A little bit, but not as much as those halloumi fries did earlier in the story.
Yeah, no. That was a crazy story.
Absolutely.
Dark ending.
Yeah, it was very dark. It's a shame I never managed to get to his funeral.
Mark Zuckerberg's been in touch.
Oh, God. What does he want?
Well, he's got more of your Facebook page, and he wants to check if you remember it.
Okay.
Do you want to do this, or is this going to be it's going to be hard for you?
A 50-50 split.
On the 16th of October 2013, what song did you call Such a Tune?
Oh, fuck it. That could be anything.
It's I'm hoping it's an ironic choice. I'll tell you the name of the song and see if you can get it by guess the artist.
Okay.
If you want to sing out, sing out.
Cat Stevens. That's not an ironic song choice. Cat Stevens is wicked. If you want to sing out, sing out. If you want to...
Is it the Cat Stevens that does presenting?
I don't know. Is it... That was from the theme, main song in Harold and Maude. And it's, if you want to sing out, wait. Sing out. If you want to be me, there's a million things to be.
Oh.
I can't remember. Something like that. Guess something like that.
I think we're thinking of, I'm thinking of Cat Deeley, that's why. I was thinking, like, why would you like Cat Deeley? Like,
no, you're wrong.
On the
failed to embarrass me, Ben.
On the 22nd of September 2013, you posted a photo of two famous celebrities together that you wouldn't expect to see together. Who were those celebrities?
No idea. Go on. Or give me a clue. Give me a clue first.
One is a talent show judge. And the other is a comedian.
Talent show judge and a comedian. No idea. Go on.
Rob Brydon and will.i.am.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that now. Yes, yeah. Very good. Why'd you go talent show judge? I was thinking bloody Simon Cowell and Sharon Osbourne.
No. The Voice is a talent show.
Yeah, I know, but you should. Well, Black Eyed Peas is a lot more famous for.
Yeah. I forgot he was in that.
or the Nescafe advert.
Oh, mate, love that advert. 6th of September 2013, you posted a photo of yourself photoshopped over which movie with the caption, Night to Remember, Kiss.
Was it, was there other people in it as well?
Yeah, you were, obviously at an event. Because you looked like you were in some sort of suit or black tie.
Well, yeah, I know, but I can't think what film. Is it Apocalypse Now?
That's what I thought it was, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, I remember that. And that was with my friend Toby and Jack. A nice shout out for both of them. Toby, who was on the...
He was on the studio one, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah.
He was very funny, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And finally, on the 7th of August 2013, you tweeted that... you put this on Facebook. Complete this rhyme. Kate Nash has... Go on, complete the rhyme.
Kate Nash has a rash with in her mustache. I don't know.
You got the last one bit. Kate Nash has a secret pasta stash which she makes with mash and gets in her tash.
Just playing with words, do you know what I mean? Being creative from a young age.
you weren't young. I think that leads quite nicely onto your poetry feature. That will show where you've gone from. So that was 2013, so that's 5 years ago, to where you are now, 2018. Oh. Lee's progression.
Okay, well,
this 5 years is a long time. You should be really good by now.
I am really good. This is actually, this poem's the first one that rhymes as well, so it's even more relevant.
Brilliant. Perfect segue.
Yeah, nice segue. So here we go. Are you ready? So this is a topical one because obviously it's been hot lately.
And we're Nebiel and we're always topical.
Exactly. So this one's called James and His Cornetto.
Go on.
James likes cornettos and it's very hot. James has cornetto all over his fucking chops. There we go. Lovely.
I like that. I haven't had a cornetto yet this year. Have you?
Haven't you? No, I haven't actually. I've had a Magnum!
I've had a Magnum!
And there's nothing you can do about it!
Did I ever tell you that my dad designed that stick?
Yes, you did. It's your only story, Ben.
It's my only story, yeah.
Get over yourself.
That and the time that Bob Mortimer said alright to me.
They're your only two stories, Ben. Get over yourself.
I will, Lee. It's been a good week for TV, hasn't it? Brooklyn Nine-Nine cancelled and then returned.
Yeah, but everything got... There's like five major shows that got cancelled within 2 days.
I know. I'm really sad about Last Man on Earth.
I watched the first series and wanted to watch more. I've just never done it.
The first episode is, like, amazing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's probably one of the best pilots I've ever seen.
Really?
In its ability, just, like, the fact that it only had one character and it was still funny.
Kristen Schaal's in the first one, isn't she? She comes towards the end.
Right at the end of the episode. Like, literally in the distance.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, and then it's very good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad Brooklyn's back.
Yeah, it never really went away. They could have not told everyone that it was cancelled, because they would have already been talks in the background about it getting signed somewhere else.
Yeah, probably.
They could have just gone, oh, it's just moving. They just waited a day.
Yeah. But no, I'm not sure. I think it pushed over the line.
I don't know. I don't think someone else would sign it up just from all that Twitter thing. They would have already been in talks with it.
Do you think? I think it helped.
It's one of the biggest comedies that's good.
Yeah, it's just Fox.
In recent memory.
Fox kept on moving around, so it was getting shit ratings because they just never knew where to put it.
Yeah. Well, I genuinely thought, oh, well, that's over. Everything, what's his name, Michael Scheer's done is gold. So I was like, oh, there'll just be something good coming along in a year or two.
He's done The Good Place. I mean? I just haven't got around to watching it yet.
He's done what?
The Good Place. I just haven't watched it yet.
Oh, what's that? I've not even heard of that.
It's on Netflix. You should get on it. It's got, for some reason, it's got Jameela Jamil in.
Oh.
But it's Kristen Bell and Ted Danson are the main ones, which is brilliant.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's basically about a woman that dies and she gets mistaken for someone else. So she gets sent to heaven, called The Good Place. And it's like everything you could dream for, but they're trying to like, basically like she knows that she's going to get caught out. But she doesn't want to go to the bad place because obviously not good.
Right, okay.
It's like a really weird plot idea, but I think it's... I've watched the first few episodes and it's brilliant.
Yeah, it sounds like it could work quite well.
It is like... But to be fair, like only he could get that work. Get it to work. Because like if anyone else pitched that idea, they'd just be like, no, go away.
Yeah, well, no. I think most of his things are quite simple. The Office, Parks and Rec...
Yeah,
99.
Which is why Good Place is like, because it's so complicated.
Yes. Anyway, we'll move on a bit, do you think Jesus ever got laid?
Yeah, Mary Magdalene. She was a prostitute. Other Mary. Mary Magdalene, the prostitute that he was like banging on the daily.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, she was a prostitute, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you for that. I'll fill my records in.
Also, I'm pretty sure he took his mum's virginity. Well, she was a virgin, and then he came out of the vagina. So
broke the seal.
He broke the hymen.
Popped the cherry.
Yeah.
That's fucking grim. I'm not going to carry on with that, because I'm going to say something I regret.
Go on, say it. I'll edit. I'm going to edit this back.
No. If we carried on riffing, it would have got vile. So, I've got a new feature. Do you want to play it?
I'll decide after we've played it.
Okay, so I'm going to give you 10 seconds to think of as many people whose initials are JC. Are you ready?
Yep.
Go.
Do I say them?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, say them, sorry.
Jesus Christ, Jeremy Clarkson...
Time's ticking.
Oh, I'm really struggling now.
10. You only got 2.
Julius Caesar.
It's too late now, mate. I was on 10.
James Caan.
You could have.
Jimmy Carr. James Gordon. Jim Carrey.
Yeah, well, you can say them now, can't you? Do you know what I mean?
Jackie
Chan.
You could
also had Jeremy Corbyn, Gemma Collins,
Jennifer Connelly.
Jane
Crawford.
JC, Beyonce's husband.
Jasper Carrot.
J Cuss, the other another big rapper. or Juicy Cock.
Nice.
They were the ones that you could have had.
Joan Collins. Julian Clary, my favourite JC.
Oh, it's a good JC.
You know who my least favourite JC is?
Go on.
Jim Carrey.
Interesting. Are you not a Jim Carrey fan at all?
No. I think there's only been like one or two things of his I like. Bruce Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
Struggling now. Yes, Man.
Man on the Moon?
I don't think I've seen that.
It's the Andy Kaufman
Oh,
film.
Yeah. Mm. But watching that doc about it, although it was amazing, it did kind of piss, like, actually seeing how it was made, it kind of just made me hate him even more, because I was like, you're just a selfish prick.
Yeah. It made me annoy him, and made me annoyed because of him. But,
yeah.
What else? Truman Show?
Oh, Truman Show's good. But I don't think that's because of him.
Oh, no, probably not, but it's still a very good film, and he's the main character.
Yeah.
The Mask?
I hate The Mask.
You
Mr. know what
Popper's
I hate more
Penguins?
Than The Mask?
Jim Carrey.
Son of the Mask.
Son of the Mask, yeah. Son of a Mask.
The Penguin, whatever. I've only seen the last 10 minutes of that, when they walk out the Supreme Court with some penguins.
Oh, dear. What about Liar Liar?
Which one's that?
The one where is the bloody... I forgot the word for it now. Barrister type guy.
Oh, yeah. I've not seen that for years. I haven't seen that since I was a kid, so I can't really remember.
Okay, well, it's nice to know what you think about Jim Carrey. Have you got something for us? I've done a couple of features in a row.
Yeah.
So it's your turn. Go on. We're splitting this.
Bring, bring. Bring, bring.
Oh, God. Hello.
Hello, it's Nathan, Prince Harry's army buddy.
Yeah, I know you, Nathan.
Yeah, is this Lee?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just phoning up in regards to the stag do that we went on the other day.
Do you want to tell me about it?
I mean, we left at 0400 o'clock in the UK time. From
he was wearing very tight shorts.
Well, I like to have my calves breathe in the summertime.
Yeah, fair play to you.
Also, my legs were quite pale and they needed some vitamin C.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you like vitamin C, Lee?
That
rhymes.
That's one of the scariest things anyone's ever asked me. Yeah, I quite like vitamin C, yeah.
That's good, because while we're on the trip, I was spiking your drinks with vitamin C.
Mm-mm. Ooh, yeah. What drinks were you consuming?
I'm a bit of a fan of vodka Red Bull, because the vodka slows down my heart rate, which makes me more calm. But then the Red Bull speeds it up again, so that I'm able to react. And if needs be, and the bodyguards fail, I can protect my Lord and Saviour, Prince Harry.
Your Lord and Saviour. Yeah, that's a very fair point.
But anyway, Lee, about this scarf.
Didn't you have a runny nose all weekend? Am I making that up?
My hay fever is no laughing matter, Lee. My eyes were swollen, so I only had two slits to look out of. But at the end of the day...
Well, don't we all?
No, I mean,
go on.
Most people have a rugby ball to look out of. I just had... It was kind of like an arsehole on my face. Like two of those.
Two arseholes?
Yeah. Harry found it funny, certainly.
I know he did. He couldn't stop laughing. What was I going to say? Just quickly, I'll tell you something that's racist that no one ever mentions as a thing, and it just gets passed off.
Are you sure you want to say it? Japs eye. Yeah.
How racist is that? But everyone says it, just as if it's a normal thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is quite, yeah.
That is awful, isn't it?
We used to have a joke in the army, what the World War II pilots used to say. They say that they could smell a real nip in the wind that day because of the Japanese.
That's disgusting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I bet you're glad you're out of that game.
I mean, I am and I aren't.
You aren't?
I am and I aren't.
You aren't.
No, I am and I aren't. I am because I'm grateful that I have now freedom, but I aren't because I also...
Oh, I'm fucking Mel Gibson.
But I aren't because I miss the routine of it all. I often find myself... Yeah, I often find myself at 700 o'clock, missing what would be the start to a brilliant day of exercise, food, enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
What's your routine, Lee? Because on the trip, it was quite out of sort.
Oh well, on the trip, it was very different. It was every man for himself, wasn't it?
I mean,
survival of the fittest.
You only need to tell Febreze that. Febreze, the Megan's old makeup artist that got persuaded to come along.
Yeah. Oh God.
He was wild.
Definitely had a runny nose, didn't he?
I don't think that was from hay fever, though, if you get my drift.
It was dry.
Count Wilhelm. Do you remember talking to Count Wilhelm?
Briefly. A lot of it's a bit of a blur. Do you want to try and remind me?
Well, he downed 2 bottles of absinthe and took some heroin and spent the whole trip on the private jet strapped into a chair.
Oh yeah, I remember. Can you remember when we tied him to the back of that camel?
Yeah, I remember when we tied him.
I don't know how we found a camel in Mexico, but we did.
Well, Lee, how did you forget? After Mexico, we went to Saudi Arabia.
We did.
Hung out with a couple of chill Rajas.
Chill Rajas.
I don't think that's their name, but it's no, what I'm going with.
Okay.
Oh, Shakes. A shake.
Yeah, that's where I got the scarf from.
Shake your body down to the ground.
Yeah. What do you think of their policy on women, the Saudi Arabians?
I quite like it.
you would.
I like a weak, defenceless woman that's not able to fend for herself or do anything for herself. Also,
is that the sort of woman you're into?
Keeps taxi drivers busy if they can't drive.
I guess so.
You know, the only film they've ever the first film from outside Saudi Arabia that they showed ever was this year. Do you know what film that was?
I remember hearing about it, but I can't remember what film it was.
It was Black Panther. Imagine how shocked they were when Black Panther came out.
What? I can imagine, yeah.
Imagine you've never seen a film and then Black Panther comes on your screen. How?
Carnage.
Yeah.
Carnage. Popcorn everywhere.
What sort of films do you like, Lee?
I like the cinematic universe of Woody Allen.
Do you not remember on the plane home we watched Notting Hill together, and then me and you in front of the other stag lads we reenacted it. We got a watering can and poured it over your head, and then you said, "I'm just a boy standing in front of a man, asking him to accept me for who I am."
I do remember that. I do.
Yeah. That's when Wilhelm woke up after 5 days unconscious.
It was, yeah. Classic times.
Do you remember when we got home and Phil drew cocks on all our faces?
Classic Phil.
Yeah, I mean, since the hip replacement, he's quite lively again.
I knew I shouldn't have bought him that pack of Sharpies as a get well soon present.
No, Bellens everywhere. and then we snuck into Liz's room and he drew semen all over her.
I don't think he drew that.
No, don't you think he looks a bit like The Walking Dead?
He does. Do you know the best way to prevent getting prostate cancer is frequently orgasming?
Well, you'll be alright then.
Well, I was. Oh, you spoiled my joke. I was gonna say there's a reason why Prince Philip's lasted so long.
Oh, that's a funny one, Lee. Ha ha.
Thank you, thank you.
So about this scarf, what address do I return it to?
I'm not releasing my address on the podcast,
I'm free.
Nathan.
I'm free Tuesday if that works good for you.
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. Do you want to come to Mansfield and we'll hook up?
Yes, what's there to do in Mansfield, Lee?
We can do all sorts. We can go Pizza Hut.
Yes.
We can watch the new Avengers if it's still on.
Nathan and Lee go to Pizza Hut.
Yeah, that's what we could do. We could have a nice day out. We'll go and sit in a park for a bit and throw stones at kids or something.
We can lean at a tree, against a tree, with our backs against the tree, like we're in some
Oh, yeah.
sort of album cover for a country group.
Yeah, or we could do a midweek pub session, a midday pub session in Mansfield
You know what
with
I'm
all.
like. I'm mad. I love whiskey.
Exactly. With all the red-faced ex-miners.
Oh, that does sound, how do the kids say these days?
Dangerous.
Oh, yes. Lethal. Lethal's what we used to say in Afghanistan.
A lot of things are lethal in Afghanistan, to be fair.
Yeah. The cafeteria clutch.
Yeah, I can't think of a joke that's not horrible, so I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, probably for the best, Lee.
Probably for the best. Anyway, shall I let you go, Nathan? Because you've been on the phone for quite a while now.
Yeah, and it's worth it because at 1800 hours, I'm going to be having my beans roar out of the can. It's what keeps me so young. So, goodbye.
Oh, but you did look very young, to be fair. Goodbye.
Bye. Boop.
Oh, that was Nathan then.
Nathan, I miss him. He was a wild chap on the stag.
I quite enjoy him, to be fair. He's one of the better ones.
Wilhelm, oh, not sure about him. Did I tell you what he
Not
said to
sure.
me?
What did he say to you?
He said I own more money than you. I have more money than you. And I went, yeah.
He owns more money than you.
And I said, yeah, you do. You're a prince, of course, or you're a count, whatever like title you are, of course you do. And he goes, well, I just wanted you to know because I get more prozzies than you. And I was like, well, look, at the end of the day, like it's all fun and games until you're just bragging, mate.
Didn't he start pissing on your shoes after that? Or am I making that up?
No, when he woke up, he wet himself. So we started to untie him, and then he ran into the cockpit and he started pissing everywhere. And then when the pilots obviously started shouting at him, he said, sorry, I thought this was what the cockpit was for. Ha ha ha. And he was like trying to do a joke. He was trying to do a riff, but like everyone else on the plane just kind of looked at him and went, mate, nah, that's not cool.
It's too far, isn't it? Too far.
Yeah.
Do you want to finish on a new thing?
Yeah, let's do that.
It's questions. I always like finishing on questions.
Me too. Then it
Just
feels like question time and you're Dimbleby.
yeah. Well, this is just a nice little thing, just so the audience get to know you a little bit better. I just thought we need probably a bit more nuggets of Ben's life. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, go for it.
So, I'm calling it getting to know Ben.
Oh, wait, I'll insert the getting to know you.
No, but so it'd be getting to know you, and then just as it's you, I'll go Ben.
Okay.
Oh, in fact, you say getting to know you, and I'll say Ben. Right, you ready?
Getting to know
Ben.
you. Getting to know.
Ben.
Getting to know. Getting to know.
Ben. There we go, lovely stuff. So, number one, do you like the Beastie Boys?
Yes.
Lovely stuff. Number two,
Is
what's
that
your favourite pie?
it? Oh, depends, but usually a pork pie with a bit of mayonnaise or a chutney.
You dip a pork pie?
In mayonnaise or chutney?
This
Hello?
has been Nebbiolo episode 34. I'll see you again at some point in the near future. I
Do you
joke,
know
I
a pork
joke.
pie? Not like a not yeah, like a cold pork pie.
Yeah.
Do you not?
You don't dip it.
No, not like dip. Like you, because you slice it up. Because obviously you can't eat it whole. If it's like a decent, a normal sized one, and then you
Well, you
just.
just bite it. You put it in your hand and you bite it like an apple.
What? No, if it's a big one, you don't do that. You can't do that.
Bloody hell. The difference between the south and the north, eh?
If it's a small one, I'll eat it like you just
We
said.
know how, what to do with pies, mate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the North had a capital, a monopoly on pies, on
Why, of course we do.
pie culture.
Why are you even saying that as if you didn't know it? It's a fact.
Well, you've got a monopoly on champagne.
Yeah, is that where you can keep your fucking champers, you rich bastards?
Next.
And finally, who influences you most from the Arrested Development cast?
Ooh, that's hard. Probably Will Arnett.
Lovely stuff.
Probably goes in this order: Will Arnett, Tony Hale, Jason Bateman. Oh, actually,
Where's Michael Cera in all
yeah,
this?
Michael
Or
Cera.
David
You just
Cross?
made me. Yeah, Michael Cera's high up there. Jason Bateman's a bit lower. David Cross is fairly high, mid-range, I think. And also, what's her face? What's the girl, young girl called?
I don't know her actress name, her real name, but it's maybe Funke.
She's very good. She's high, and so's and then obviously Ellen's wife's quite low, and Tambor, obviously, I don't really want to comment on him right now.
Hot potato.
Hot take, Tambor's questionable.
Lovely stuff. Mine's just to let you know, David Cross, Michael Cera,
David Cross at the top for you.
Will Arnett, number three.
I didn't really like his show. Which one? What's the one that he did?
Mr. Show.
No, I like that. Mr. Show with Bob and David. I like that. The one I don't like is the. Oh, I forgot the name. The one with Sharon Horgan and.
Oh, what's it called? Todd Margaret,
Yeah, I didn't like.
increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret. That was it.
I didn't like the first series of that, but maybe the second and the
I
third were
really
better.
liked it, but apparently I only watched the first one. But apparently, at the end of the second one,
Yeah.
There's like an apocalypse and everyone dies. And then the third one is the same cast and they're somehow reacting to the apocalypse.
That's so odd, but yeah, sounds
It
real.
is. No, that's got one of my favourite casts of all time, actually.
Oh, I love the cast. I just didn't like the first series much.
Is, what's it? Will Arnett had sex with Sarah Pascoe in it.
Oh yeah.
How mad's that? What a crossover.
Yeah, and also Will Arnett does one of my favorite things at the moment, where he brought back the Gone Show with Mike Myers, and with Mike Myers, and Mike Myers plays the whole thing in character as a British man, and I think it's hysterical.
I've not watched it, but I know about it.
It's basically like Britain's Got Talent, where they can just like, but instead of a buzzer, it's a gong. But then the talents are like way, way weirder than Britain's Got Talent.
Lovely stuff. Anyway, shall we wrap it up? I think that's been a there's very little you need to edit out of this. I
Yeah,
think it's been a nice tidy
it's
episode.
been a tight five. It's like you were on at the Comedy Store, mate.
Exactly, I've just done my open spot. Gonna
Yeah.
speak to the manager and he's gonna book me in for my first
He's gonna
10 or 15 minute slot in 3 months' time.
give you £2 and say, "Go on, just keep. Here's my card. Keep in touch," and then you'll keep in touch. He'll ignore you a couple of times, and then when you're really desperate, he'll go, "Come on then, 15 minutes for fiver."
Oh, lovely stuff. Love it. Right, anyway, what have we learnt?
We've learnt that. Sorry, you can tell
We've
I'm
all learnt
tired.
you like the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, and we've learnt that you like David Cross.
Yeah, on that note, goodbye.
Bye, kiss.